The final Mishnah in the ninth parak of Shabbos, which has been talking about the standards for obligating one in the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. So the Mishnah talks about Hamotzi Kupas HaRochlin, if somebody takes out a box of spices for merchandise, Afal Pi Sheyesh Ba Minan Harbe, even though there are many different types of spices together in this box, Eino Chayev Ela Chatas Achas. Nonetheless, he's only liable for one chatas for the entire combination. Zeroni Gina, seeds for the gardening, Pachos Mikigrogeres, so then one is liable even if it's less than the shear of a dried fig, that is the normal all-around shear. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Chamisha, he pegs the shear at 5 seeds, and the halacha, as Bartanura points out, doesn't follow that view. Zera Kishuin, if he brings out cucumber seeds, the minimum is Shnayim, is 2. Zera Diluim, seeds of gourds, once again, Shnayim is 2. Zera Pol HaMitzri, or seeds of Egyptian beans, so once again, Shnayim, 2. Chagav Chai Tahar, if he carries out a live grasshopper that is of a Tahar type, so then of any size, that's the minimum. Mace Kigrogeris. But if it's no longer alive, then the shear once again becomes the standard grogeres. Tziporas kramim, and birds of the vineyard, ben chaya ben mesa, whether they're alive or they're dead, kol shehu, so any amount is enough to become chayiv. Shematznir nosal lerefua, because these are set aside for medicinal purposes. Rabbi Huda Omer, af hamotzi chagav chai tome. Rabbi Huda says, even if one is carrying a grasshopper of a tome variety, still the shear is a kol shehu, any amount is chayiv. Shematznir nosal lekatan lischok bo, because these are set aside for children to play with. The Mishnah in beginning of the 10th parak continues this theme. The Mishnah says, Hamatznia lezera uledugma ulerefua, v'hotzio b'shabbos. Now, if one sets aside for the purposes of sowing, or for the purposes of showing as a sample for sale, or for medicinal purposes, v'hotzio b'shabbos, and this was carried out on Shabbos, chayiv b'kol shehu, any amount is enough to be liable. The chol adam, and a standard person who doesn't necessarily do it for these purposes, ain chayev alav ela chishiuro, is only chayev for each item based on the measurements that have been given. Chazar v'hichdiso, and then this first person who brought it out for the specific reasons listed in the Mishnah, if he changes his mind and he decides to bring it back into the house, eino chayev alav ela chishiuro, he only becomes liable if it matches the standard shear, because the intent that he had, which changed the rules in terms of bringing it out, that's been cancelled now, that's no longer relevant, and therefore it reverts to the normal standard of liability.